Reflecting on Chaste. The appearance of a good helpmate. Think with me one moment about the last time you went to church. In your mind's eye, scan the room and reflect on how the women, including yourself, were dressed. Now read what God says. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, being deceived, was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety. 1 Timothy 2, 9-15. Getting serious with God. 2 Samuel 11 tells the story of how David sinned with Bathsheba. The last verse of that chapter reads, "But the thing that David had done displeased the Lord." Read the story found in 2 Samuel 11 and 12 and David's cry of repentance found in Psalm 51. Let the story of the misery of sin instruct you, change you, and cause you to desire to dress in a way that would never cause a brother in the Lord to lust.